For the musician Wren, writing songs is a way to process emotions. Their somber, voice and guitar-driven tracks often highlight internal dialogues about mental health, gender identity, and self-reflection.
Now I can see who you are. You're still searching in the dark.
This song, Pushing, is about Wren's experience helping a young trans person access healthcare.
Everybody's pushing up against you. You are who you are, who you are, who you are, and nothing's gonna change you.
It was chosen as a standout entry of this year's Tiny Desk Contest. And Wren joins us now from their home in Lone Poke, California. Welcome to the program, Wren.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, you know, tell me about the story behind this song, Pushing.
Yeah, you know, it originally came from a prompt, actually, in a workshop. There was this line, I'm going to paraphrase it, but it was something about the soulful look of a black dog wanting to bite sorrows away. And during this time, I was also helping a young trans teen in my family get the healthcare that they need, try to find the right doctors, the right therapists, like jumping through all of the hoops. And so, yeah, it's this this mix of emotions of frustration with the system, even in a place like California, where, you know, it's not illegal like what's going on in so much of the rest of the country. But there's still a lot of hoops to jump through, and just seeing that pain and really wanting to bite that away.
And, you know, as you're mentioning, it's been a difficult year for queer youth across the U.S. Trans youth have been particularly targeted.
Yeah.
Is there a message that you want to send to those that may be dealing with a world that is very unwelcoming to them right now?
Yeah. I mean, every day these kids are waking up and they're seeing headlines and they're seeing news and they're seeing think pieces about them. But they're not objects, you know, they're people. All of these adults are saying that they shouldn't exist, that they aren't real. And I mean, the main thing I want to send to them is just like another voice saying like, no, like you should not be the ones to change. Like the world should be changing for you.
How do you translate that into your art when there, you know, these very serious issues going on?
Yeah, you know, I never go out of my way thinking of like, wow, what do I write about? You know, it's more I'm having a feeling. These, you know, big topics are personal to me and they're affecting me as, you know, somebody who has a queer trans youth in their life and somebody who is trans non-binary. You know, these are things that I'm personally processing, you know, the anger, the frustration, the love. And most of the time what I'm writing about is things that are almost too big for me to talk about, you know, and it's just a vehicle to kind of release those emotions and hopefully also connect with people and show some empathy.
Mm. And what have you learned about yourself through your music?
You know, it's so funny. I am one of those, quote unquote, later in life people who've looked more at their gender identity than, you know, all of these amazing young trans queer kids who have like done it at such an early age. You know, I knew about my sexuality at a young age, but I had never really looked at my gender. And over the last few years, looking back at some of the songs that I've written, it makes a lot of sense.
So the songs knew you before you knew you.
100%. 100%. It's like my insides being like, hey, I think you should take a look at this.
And I know you're now working on your first full-length album.
Being alive in this body is heavy, heavy. Fill up my lungs and wish me to breathe steady. Steady, steady, steady.
process been like? And what can, you know, people who will listen to it, what will they hear once it's out?
Yeah, I mean, I've basically collected all of these songs I've written in the last couple years, and you'll hear a lot of internal reflection, transmutation, like some hope, some anger. You know, it's kind of the feelings I've had over the last couple of years. And I'm just really excited about it. Like, I feel like such a more integrated person. And I think it's really enhanced the work I'm able to make.
That's Tiny Desk standout Wren. You can see a video for their song Pushing on our website, npr.org. Wren, congratulations. And thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hands feel through the dark, there's no
looking back. This message comes from our 2022 sponsor of the Tiny Desk Contest, State Farm, who believes in supporting communities and musicians nationwide. State Farm is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.